News, we had the story of the woman who won $95 million in a lawsuit against her employer because her employer sexually harassed her, pinned her down on a sofa at the workplace, and did something terrible on top of her. Well, joining us now is a ticket deep throat informant who says something similar happened to him or her in the ticket workplace. Now, the only reason that this person would come on the show is if we agreed to digitally alter their voice to maintain their anonymity. So we say good morning to our deep throat informant. How are you?
I'm doing fine this morning, considering what I have been through.
Well, thank you for your courage in coming forward, and we want to know about this. If it's going on here at our workplace, We want you to tell the truth and the facts.
Well, I no longer work for the ticket due to the horrible conditions in which I was placed. Oh. I worked there for a long time, and I saw horrible things.
Well, like what? We haven't seen any horrible things around here.
Norm was the most violent and racist of the ticket hosts.
Oh, I find that hard to believe.
He would often call me the N-word.
What?
And I am white. He would also beat me about the head and face with his gorilla cane. Bob Sturm was a close second.
Bob?
His lewd behavior would make a sailor blush. He would frequently pull his shorts to the side and expose his hairy Christmas ornament.
Oh, gosh. I can't believe Bob would do something like that.
You would think, due to his religiosity, he would not act in such a manner.
Yeah.
But when he would pull his shorts to the side and release his junk, he would say, "Here, look what Jesus gave me."
All right. Come on.
It was so gross. His manhood was a small, shriveled carrot mounted in what looked like a bird's nest of peat moss.
We don't need that many details.
He also confided in me that he was a Bucks fan and not a Mavericks fan.
Oh, really?
And that if I ever exposed such information, he would kill me.
Wow.
About the head and face. Which raises the question on a lot of P1's minds. How did Bob somehow become the spokesman for the Mavs fan in this playoff run? 10 years ago, he didn't even know Dallas had an NBA team.
Fair question.
Well, he grew up with Dirk, I guess.
But the most violent was their ticket manager, who shall remain nameless. I will only give you a nickname, Cat.
Spilling the beans.
He attacked me. Oh. And pin me down, just like that news story you had. It was late one Friday night, and I knew he had been drinking all day. As I walked past his office, trying to leave the building, he jumped me from behind and wrestled me to the ground.
Oh, gosh.
That is when he pinned me down and drizzled enjoyment on my chest.
Jeez.
I said we don't need graphic details like that.
It looked like someone had written happy birthday and soft soap on my pectorals.
Well, no wonder you don't work here anymore. That would drive anybody away.
Yeah.
I cannot speak of this anymore. It is way too disturbing. I cannot talk anymore.
Oh, deep throat. Are you?
I'm still here, but I'm fading out and in. It's real weird.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you for your courage and your information this morning.
George also drizzled a message.
I did not.
George.
Definitely fading down now. 8:51 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.